Hi, Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing. Thank you for joining me. I'm here to share with you some tips that are going to help you if you're marketing your business. If you're a creative entrepreneur, this is for you. We are here writing our stories because that's what marketing is. You're sharing your story for your Facebook ads. The reason we do that is for the listener to relate to your story. The very reason why your customer, your target market and audience is going to be buying from you. They're gonna get to know you personally, like and trust you. To write your story, you wanna take it to the next level. I went through the Australian College of Journalism and did a certificate of freelance journalism back when I was about 15, straight after I left school, which can help you write your story, which is gonna market your business and create more sales. Take what we need from this writing and apply it to your situation. So I'm painting my wall, okay? There's some tester paints that I've tested out to pick a color. So your chief responsibility is to the people watching your video. It's not to boost your own ego and get attention. You might think, how the hell am I gonna get in front of a camera and speak? Public speaking is a fear of a lot of people. This is what's gonna take the fear away. And think about what you're actually saying is helping your listener. Okay, so that takes when the focus away from you and takes your own thoughts away from yourself and puts it on the listener. Puts your attention on actually helping other people. Does it make sense? This means that you are not primarily writing for potential audiences. You are speaking to a particular audience who are going to relate to your story specifically. They're going to be there thinking, wow, this person has gone through the very same thing that I'm going through right now. I can relate to this person, I trust this person, they're the very person that knows how to help me to overcome my problem. And what's gonna help them overcome their problem is your knowledge, what you're sharing with your audience. The product is you, and how you can help them. Your knowledge, okay, that's the product. So that's what's gonna make them buy from you. Ask editors, like any other editors, want you to have interesting things to say to the general reader and to say them well. You are gonna suck when you first start doing videos and speaking on camera, but the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And then you will be saying what you need to say well. Go back and watch my previous videos. They sucked, okay? And now I'm better at it because I've done it a few times and I'm more comfortable in front of the camera and I don't even need to script things. I can just speak in front of the camera. Does that make sense? So that's gonna be you when you continue to speak in front of the camera. You'll get better at it and you'll become more confident and comfortable doing it. Does that make sense? They like provocative ideas, controversy, good tight copy, jokes, provocative ideas and controversy. I hate history. I think the past should stay in the past. People that protest about history, Australia Day, I'll just come out and say it. People that protest Australia Day, get over it. The past is the past. Australia Day is about celebrating Australia and being proud as we are as Australians today. That's the origins of Australia Day, is from history, but it's about celebrating who we are today, and we are inclusive. Are those things affecting you today? No, get over it. Be happy today. It's very controversial. And likely, I'm going to lose listeners and viewers if I say my personal views. I don't care. That's a good thing. And that's a good thing if you do it too. It shows that you're authentic. You're going to deter the wrong people from following you and buying your product. And you're going to attract the right people to you that are going to follow you and buy from you. Don't be afraid to say what you think. You might be thinking, I want a sale. I don't care who's buying my product. Some people might be a pain in the ass to sell to. They might buy from you, then they might contact you and whinge to you. They're not the people you want to sell to. You want to sell to your kind of people that relate to you, that are like you, that think the way you do. Russell Brunson, he makes $1 billion a year and he says the exact same thing. Russell Brunson, if he says be polarizing, be controversial, then it's worth listening to that advice. And people love him and he's an attractive character. Being an attractive character on camera is all about being yourself, real, and being happy and fun. Say what you think and don't be afraid, because you're going to attract the right people to you that will buy from you, who will agree with you, and they won't whinge at you. They'll think you're a superstar, they'll love you because you're just like them. They trust you. recently, I've had a guy contact me over Facebook and say, I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel and make merchandise. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't do that. So I turned him down because that's not the service that I provide. So I turned down money. So that's what you need to do. You can't be all things to everyone. You need to pick a way that you help people and stick to a particular target audience and focus on that. Does it make sense? Write copy, which a complete outsider would be interested to read. So just make it interesting. Does it make sense? The more the publicist gets to see your stories, the more they get to know, like, and trust you, and therefore they'll give you more better stories. How you can use that in your situation is the more the reader gets to see your stories, the more they see you on camera, the more they'll get to know, like, and trust you. They'll buy from you ultimately. The more they see you, the more they'll watch you, and then they'll eventually buy from you because they know, like, and trust you. Your primary responsibility as a reviewer is, again, to your readers, not to the theatre profession. It is very easy to be seduced by the opening night syndrome and to think that you are somehow part of the theatre industry. You are not. You are a journalist, not a theatre worker. Okay, so how I can use this information is to think of yourself as not being part of a specific industry. You are an individual. You are unique. Stay true to yourself. Your focus should be on the watcher, which is your customer. Stay focused on what it is that you actually do, in which you are expected to report directly on a personal experience. Okay, so you're talking about your own personal experience when you're writing about your story. Okay, a good review recreates for the reader something of what it was like to be there. It describes the ambience of the theatre and endeavours to evoke the theatrical experience of the show. You are to bring your watcher on an experience with you. Your experience. You're going to be experiencing your experience right here, right now. So you're going to create that experience again. Talk about what it was like. Make the watcher feel what it is you are feeling right there in that experience that you are having. Make sense? Now, all reviewing is ultimately subjective and personal, but you have a professional responsibility to try to enter into the spirit of the show you are reviewing. So in this situation, you will be analysing your own experience and what your thoughts of it were. So the good review does not simply judge. You're not to judge your own behaviour or thoughts. They are what they are. It is about you personally. It's about your personal experience. That's why the watcher is watching. They want to experience that with you. Good review, having described the experience, attempts to explain it. This explanation includes an understanding of the artistic decision, so you are to understand your own decisions, analyse yourself, which the performers have made, an analysis of these decisions in terms of the ideas which underline the production. You want to know the reasons for the decisions that you made, which brought you through your experience and ultimately to where you are right now, and why it is you're doing what you're doing. You have to be able to say succinctly why the show is as it is. If you are methodical and honest in attempting this, still cannot say, then that is the point at which negative judgment might come into your review. You have to be able to assess the difference between your own confusion and any confusion which might be inherent in the production. Only when you have honestly and critically examined your own response to a show, you have earned the right to say in a review that the performance, not you, got wrong. The reasons for your choices, for your experience, why it is you're doing what you're doing right now. Judge yourself for your decisions. Just simply say what happened and why. And analyze yourself. Why did you make those decisions? Does that make sense? But it is not your responsibility to write a comment about every actor's performance or each individual creative input into the show you are reviewing. You don't need to write comments on why it is other people did what they did, that who took part in the experience with you. What's the most important thing is your own experience. It's really not important what other people did, what their place was in your particular story. So writing about your own thoughts, what and why and how. A good theatre review will usually include a brief overall account of the feeling and how you felt, some idea of what to expect if they go to see it, or what is there if they don't. A response to and comment on the guiding idea, which underline if you lacked direction, that when you experience the experience, say so. Okay? A description and where appropriate, enthusiastic account of the strengths of the production, the things a potential audience might want to go and experience. No matter how unsuccessful a show might be, there is usually something which the audience can respond to. teach you why I was being successful on your own terms rather than that on some terms which may be imposed from the outside. It's your own definition of your own success, okay? That's what you are describing. Your own experience, your own thoughts, your own feelings, nothing more. Not what other people think, what you think of your experience or why you did what you did. It all comes from you. Does that make sense? Some reference to those special features which are original and different and so worthy of comment. Worthy of comment that is connected to your story, include it if necessary. If it's not necessary, take it out. It's not your job as a reviewer to provide a consumer guide to the theatre. You're not writing a consumer guide to your product or your service. You are simply relaying your experiences. What you write will affect your reader's theatre going decisions, so it's going to affect the decisions of why they should buy from you. Don't hold nothing back, be open and honest. Better to be descriptive and analytical rather than judgmental. Again, don't judge yourself. Be descriptive and analytical of your own decisions and behaviours. Well, it makes good copy if you let your enthusiasm show through your writing. Be excited about your experience, okay, and what you are saying. You do not let your response itself become the subject of your review. Your story is the subject. If that's what your watchers want to know about, your response will come through if you write honestly about the show. Underlying this is be honest, be open, be yourself. Thank you for listening to me. I hope this is helpful. At the end of this video is a clip of how you can go through a free course from Russell Brunson, Tony Robbins, and Dean Graziosi. We will teach you how to turn your knowledge that you already have, the skills that you have, into a online or offline course, mastermind or workshop that you can use as your own product to sell. You would therefore be creating these story videos to promote that course, workshop, or mastermind. Does that make sense? So then you can work from home and make money. If you don't want to watch the clip at the end, simply go to my Instagram account at MarriageRightMarketing. Click the link in the bio, that will take you there. If you want to watch how the process works, watch the clip. Thank you for joining me on Marriage Right.